substitute motion?
Your substitute?
There's a timeline in the stipulation for when to get the proposals ready, you know, for when mediation is supposed to start. It's supposed to start within 2 weeks of the submission of the stipulation. And so I was going to recommend that we go with the one proposal.
Well, this is what I'd like to propose, Nancy, that we give the directors to the next meeting to see if they could come up with additional proposals. Then we could look at the additional proposals at the next open meeting. Is that agreeable?
I can't hear what anybody is saying at the moment.
Okay, so do you hear me now?
When is our next meeting?
Our next meeting, I believe, is next Thursday.
I can hear short sentences.
Okay. Do you hear me now? Do you hear me better?
I think it's Nancy's phone, because I hear you fine. I hear everybody fine. It must be Nancy.
Yeah, so do I.
My phone? Oh, my God.
Nancy.
Go and put a quarter in that thing, girl.
Oh, my God. I was listening to the stream. Oh, my God. Nah. Let me turn it off.
Oh, you had it upside down?
I was listening to the impeachment hearing on my phone.
Sometimes I speak to my phone when it's upside down. Okay.
Let me turn it off. Thank you.
Hold on, folks.
Sorry.
Hold on, directors. This is what I said, Nancy. Do you hear me now?
Oh, wait. Let me turn
what
this
I
off.
Said. You hear me?
I'm sorry. I got to turn this off. Hang on. If it's me. I'm trying to get to my. No, it's not me.
Okay. Do you hear me?
Maybe it was.
Okay. So what I stated was.
No, I'm going to just close.
Do you hear me?
I'm going to close this.
Point of order. Could everybody stop talking and let until Lawrence recognizes you?
Thank you, Arlene.
Thank you. Arlene.
So, Nancy, I just want to make sure you hear me. Okay.
Oh.
You know what? I'm gonna go to the stack, and then when Nancy. Yes, when
I
Nancy,
think it was
you know,
me.
Gets
okay,
up there.
I'm so sorry.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah. Oh, I apologize.
So what I'm proposing, that's okay. Don't apologize. Shit happens. What I'm proposing is that we give the directors until the next meeting and before the next meeting that they submit proposals and email for any other mediators that they may find. So I think that's the fairest way to go. Okay, I'm going to go to the stack.
When's the next meeting?
Excuse me. Point of order? Please don't interject without being recognized. Yes, I'm asking people not to interject if you're not recognized.
I've been trying to get on the stack for a half hour.
Alex, you're on the stack. Relax. I'm going to get to you. Okay, so... I'm going to go to the stack. I think I was understood. When's the next meeting, Madam Secretary Pro Tem? When's the next meeting notice? Or we can notice it for tonight.
Okay.
We can notice it tonight.
Here's the situation. Next Thursday is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
There is a meeting that's noticed, a closed session notice for tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and there are two meetings noticed for Monday night. That's Monday, the 25th of November. First one starts at 8:30 Eastern, and the second one starts after that.
Is
there's an
open
meeting and a closed meeting. I'll give you the exact information in a moment.
Okay.
There is executive session noticed for Monday, November 25th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and an open session noticed for the same night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
So everybody okay? That's the next meeting to try to find proposals, additional proposals to submit to the secretary, the pro tem secretary. Okay.
Bill, may I have a question? Request information.
Question, Lauren.
Hold on, please. Hold on. There was two people talking at the same time. Bill asked for the floor first in regards to a point of information. Then I'm going to go to you. Then I'm going to go to Alex. That he's been waiting patiently. Bill, please make your point brief.
Okay, what's kind of a question? So is Monday just the deadline for submitting possible names of firms or mediators?
Oh, that's not
or...
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
We're not going to get, because we won't have enough time to actually get proposals negotiated by then, whoever's doing
that.
You know?
And I'm afraid that, you know, nothing will happen next for 2 weeks then if we are not careful.
Right. That's a point worth taking. So, I mean, we can meet Wednesday. You know, and extend that period to Wednesday. I mean, damn if we do and damn if we don't. You know, we have the opportunity to submit additional proposals.
I don't want to interview with the... I'm sorry. Forgive him.
Okay, thank you. So... let me go to the stack. Nancy had a question. Nancy, go ahead.
So are you asking to amend this motion so it will say that the board is directed to obtain proposals by a certain date?
Yes.
Okay. I'll send an amendment.
Okay. Well, you want to propose an amendment?
Sure, I'll put the date in there. I would also like to say, I mean, I don't know, would people have trouble by Wednesday? I got my proposal once I found the firm within a day. They sent a proposal.
All right, so we will continue. We would consider this a continuation meeting and have that on the agenda first. But we still have to discuss the mediation. Okay, so Nancy's proposed Wednesday. Are there any objections to that? Okay, hearing none.
I object.
Okay, Alex, state your objection, and you have the floor.
Oh, I'm just objecting to Wednesday. It's the day before Thanksgiving, and people will be too busy, and I'm not going to do it on Wednesday. And I still want the floor.
Okay.
I still want the floor to discuss the mediation.
You still want the floor? There's a substitute amendment on the floor.
What? There's no substitute amendment.
You see, Nancy just made an amendment that we accept proposals all the way up to Wednesday.
Right.
I mean, we could do that. This is what I think. I hear you, Ron. This is what I think. I believe we can do that and still not meet doing Thanksgiving and just meet at the next regularly scheduled Thursday night meeting. That'll give you even more time. Does that make any sense?
Are you for the spec? No.
Okay. We could discuss this, but not right now. I like to go to the stack because people on the stack have been waiting for a while, and I want to be able to be fair and go to that stack so I can hear what they have to say. So I'm going to go to Alex. Alex, you have the floor.
Okay. I just want to make a general statement. I think to have successful mediation, both sides have to have some fundamental points of agreement on something. I don't know that we have that. When I hear people denying the obvious about what a court order says or claiming that the interim executive director...
That's out of order. That's out of order. That's specifically...
excuse me, Mansour, you are not recognized. Mansour, you are out of order. You have not been recognized.
Point of order, please.
Point of order. I'm going to let Alex finish his point. This way you can have a more formal point of order.
You always take points of order. You did it to Jan. When Eileen says point of order, you interrupted Jan.
Go ahead, Mansoor. You have the point of order.
Thank you.
Go ahead. You have a point of order. It could be interrupted. You're right. Go ahead.
What is the routine book?
So you mentioned that no discussion about the court's ruling this and that, and this is exactly what Alex is talking about. So I would appeal to you as a pro tem chair of Pacifica to abide by your own ruling. Thank you.
All right, can I finish?
Okay, that's it. That's a point well taken. Alex, please try to contain yourself not to, you know, we need to start this and, you know, to see if we could reach some agreement. So try to contain your comment to the mediation and the proposal. Let's not dig up old sores.
Okay, my comment is that unless we have some common grounds as to what are the facts, I mean, as somebody once said, you're entitled to your opinion, but you're not entitled to your own set of facts. Unless we have common agreement as to certain facts, I don't see how a mediation could be successful. So I am not confident about it. I am willing to accept it for the sake of some of my colleagues who see great promise in it, but I have to say that I don't see that thing. But I would like to stipulate that mediation could be an expensive proposition. And if we embark on mediation, I would like to make sure that we don't sign any long-term contracts, that perhaps we have one session to see if anything real can come out of it, and reserve for ourselves the right to terminate at that point if it's determined that it's not getting us anywhere. Because this is an expense, and as you know, we are in a financial situation. We have to look at every penny right now.
Your point is well taken.
Is presented, I would like to make sure that we don't sign anything long term and that we reserve.
Yes,
thank you. That's my statement.
Thank you.
Mansoor,
we'd
like to be on the stack.
Okay, thank you, Mansoor. I'll put you on
Bill,
the stack.
Am I still on?
Yeah, you're still on your net, Bill. You have the floor.
Oh, okay, thank you. Actually, I kind of agree with Alex, you know. I mean, he made a good point. I don't want to hold up mediation just, you know, because we may not agree on some basic principles. Maybe mediation can help us understand that. But I think the motion that Eileen and Nancy proposed would let us move forward. My major concern is that who's going to be on this committee of board and make sure that it's not just one-sided, and that if we're going to be any of us, I guess it sounds like, can obtain proposals and then just send it to the board. Is that what the motion means? And then we'll at the next meeting, I guess in December, first meeting in December, we'll decide from among them. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
You understand, Eileen. I just want to say something.
I'm okay with what Alex said about trying them out first. Whoever we decide on at the next meeting, we could pass a motion now, but we still have to have another meeting to approve whoever it is, and then we can work out the details of that contract. Is that right? Like whether we can terminate it after the first meeting if it's not working?
I think that's the sense of what Alex said. But I just want to say, as Chair Pro Tem, I think this should be evenly, this should be an odd number, and it should be composed of both the majority and the minority. So that's what I hope, Alex. I mean, Bill. Okay, next person on the stack is Jan Goodman.
Yes. So it seems to me that the critical people involved in this mediation or to help in the mediation, just looking at the things that Nancy spelled out, plus there's some other things, is that, as Alex says, we need to have facts we can agree on. And so it seems to me that we need to have somebody from NIDA, whether it's our interim CFO, whether it's Anita, whether it's some other accountant, our books need to be available and somebody needs to be there to walk us through them, not only our books, but for instance, WBAI's books, which I have been informed are on a different platform, so Nita has some of their information, but maybe not all of it, I'm not sure. But we need to have accountants being involved.
Okay,
with
so...
And I would say, in addition, that some of the people that are on this committee should be, like specifically, I would think, Eileen and Chris Corey, and I'm not sure what others, but people who are really conversant with accounting, because these are actual things that need to
okay.
be.
Okay, so Jan, that is good information, but I don't think it's in line with what we're discussing. We haven't discussed the specifics. As Alex and Bill Crowes have stated, that we have to come to an agreement on some facts before we draw conclusions. So I'm going to go to the next person on the fact, Mansoor Sabat.
I thought Eileen was ahead of me. I was on the bottom of the stack.
I might be.
No, you were on the bottom of the stack after Eileen asked for... Eileen is after you, Mansoor.
Oh,
you
okay.
were on the stack at the bottom of the stack, then Eileen asked for the floor.
Go ahead, Mansoor.
Is that true, Eileen? I'm not certain, and it's not my call.
I'm not sure, Mansoor. Go ahead, Mansoor.
Thank you very much. Okay, so here's where we at. None of us on PNB are professional mediators. So how the heck are we going to decide that with one meeting, with one organization, that we're going to determine if this organization is really good for us or not? Mediation means people have to listen to both sides, know the facts, as what Mr. Steinberg was talking about, facts. If you really want to get the facts, then we need professional people. And professional people are hated by PNB and Pacifica's members.
Boy.
So if you want professional people...
So please don't make any disparaging opinions.
I'm not making any disparaging. Let me finish, please. I'm sticking to the facts. We don't like professional people. So that's why we get rid of our executive director.
Thank you for yourself.
I'm going to rule you out of order. Go ahead.
I'm going to finish in 30 seconds or less. So if you're talking about having people who want to deal with facts, that means we need to get professional people who are mediator, and we need those from the institutions of the foundations to be part of the mediation, like NEDA, like HR, to provide the facts as Mr. Steinberg is requesting. Thank you.
Okay, that's a point well taken. Please,
Nancy, to the back.
Please, hold on. I got you, Nancy. Please, directors, when you make personal opinions that are disparaging, it opens up old wounds. It opens up these wounds that we already have. So please try to contain your opinions or your comments to the facts. Eileen, you have the floor.
Yeah, I think, I understand what Bill said and Alex. We've got kind of a chicken and egg situation here. That's the problem. It's like, do we want to risk mediation if we don't know if mediation is going to work and is it going to be fair? But how can it be fair if we don't come together? It's like this round robin of thoughts in my head anyway. How do we know how to move it forward? So I think that's why we absolutely thought we need to turn to outsiders who can come in without really having a bias or, having had contact with only one side or the other side. Part of the motion, I'm trying to find it again here. Here it is. Like, where'd it go? Sorry, one second, guys. Yeah, here it is. The way it was written was to make sure that everybody on the board would be involved in figuring out what are the pieces of this mediation, what are the areas to mediate, what are the points to mediate. As Mansoor pointed out, none of us are professional mediators. Of course we're not. So we don't even know where to start with this. But I'm going to guess that professional mediators would have ideas of where to start. They're going to get information from us. They're going to ask us questions. I also think that we can't have 22 people involved in every meeting, so we do need to figure out how to delegate some representatives or a working group or whatever you want to call it. That's open for discussion. That hasn't been defined.
Donald, finish that.
So I don't know if we can define it tonight or if we want to wait.
Well,
that,
I just wanted
to say one more thing. May I finish?
Hold on, Nancy. Jump the stack. Nancy, we cannot jump the stack. There's other people on the stack who have asked for.
Can I finish?
I'll put you.
Can I finish? I'm a little worried about
quickly.
The dates because this is Eileen.
I'm sorry, I thought it was Nancy.
For 5 minutes or 3 minutes. Yeah, I'm just worried about the dates. You know, I know we want to do things well, but at the same time we want to get this going because this impasse between our two sides is really, it's killing us. It's, you know, bad for Pacific and it's bad for all of us individually. We're treating each other horribly.
Okay.
And we don't accept anything anybody else says, and we need to... We need to get past this.
I got you, Ron. I'm gonna say something after the stack is exhausted that I might think that it might facilitate, you know, that as Eileen, Bill, and Alice Steinberg are concerned about. Ron, you have the floor.
Mr. Chair,
this is Donald for the stack also.
I got you, Donald. You know what? I'm going to go to Donald because he hasn't spoken. Go ahead, Donald. You have the floor.
Thank you. I'd just like to make a brief point that if you read the judge's transcript that was sent out late this afternoon, you'll see that the point of the mediation was to deal with the BAI situation. And that's my reading of what the mediation was that she offered to find mediators for, to solve the situation at BAI. Thank you.
Okay.
Dwayne,
thank you.
Can you hear me, Mr. Chair?
Yes, I can hear you, Mr. Lott. Director Pinchback, you have the floor. And then Wayne, you have to Mr. Pinchback.
Okay. This is a, you know, what Donald just shared was a reason why mediation is going to take time. We're trying to bum rush this through, okay, without knowing, you know, who the players are going to be. I can't help but reemphasize the changing of these boards, including the PNB. Now, you know, we get 3 weeks into a mediation or to a discussion with people who are not going to be there. You know, we have to look at that. All I'm saying is, you know, mediation can be a good thing. Facilitation can be a very good thing. Okay? But I just think that the board needs to commit itself to that, not to any specifics, okay, at this point. Because, you know, we're essentially negotiating for the people who are going to be replacing people. Our attitude,
okay,
opinions, you know, are going to change. So, you know, all I'm suggesting is that we, as Lauren says, take a deep breath, okay, and think about what we're doing. This timeline is horrible, okay? And I do not like being forced to make a decision in 2 weeks by some outside firm, okay? I don't like that. So
okay.
That's where I stand.
Thank you. Your point is well taken, Mr. Pinchback. Director Locke, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question and a comment. The question is, now that we've expended an hour in this meeting, was there an apportioned amount of time for this item on the agenda? Question.
Madam Secretary Pro Tem, was there a time allotted on this item? Grace?
Sorry, I was muted. I believe it's an open-ended item. No
okay.
time
Thank
assigned
you.
To it.
Thank you. Mr. Lott, does that answer your question?
Yes, and now my comment.
Go ahead.
I've patiently heard several people speak several times on this matter back and forth. I've heard comments about professionalism. I'm not sure how many members on this call have actually participated in mediation. I, for one, have participated in several mediations, and principle of which, before you go into mediation, there is an agreement about what the subject matter is. And for professionalism, it's ridiculous to say that the people who are going to be in the mediation are professional mediators. But what is reasonable is that you do have a professional to facilitate. And I think all of us agree that if you are going to touch topics like finances of the foundation, it would be reasonable to have those who handle the finances to be that part of the mediation. If you're going to be reasonable
okay.
in your approach, but people who go to mediation are not professional mediators. They have a problem with each other. And they set outlines about what is going to be mediated before they go into mediation. And I do believe that we ought to call the question on this motion and move forward.
Okay, so the question has been called, which takes the highest priority. Is that correct?
Can I have my final motivation?
No, you cannot, because there's been a call for
the
question.
I mean, there's a lot of misunderstandings about
Mr. Parliamentarian, now hold on, please. Mr. Parliamentarian, is the call for the question is the highest priority?
It needs a second, and it takes a two-thirds vote.
Okay. So it needs a second. Anybody second? The call for the question.
There's nothing else on the agenda. We don't need to do this.
Right.
It's all right.
Okay.
Bill. Okay.
The bill, please be recognized. Okay. Hearing no second, Mr. Lawrence, I'm going to go to Nancy. You have the floor. And
okay.
then I'm going to take the floor after Nancy.
Okay, so this motion, all it does is say that we're going to pick a mediation firm, and I just made the amendment by November 27th, and we're going to obtain the proposals by November 27th, and we're going to we're going to select from among them and negotiate a contract on December 5th. And then the only thing we have to do, I guess, I mean, we don't even have to have a committee. The board can work with the selected firm if we want to create the areas to be mediated and to decide who's going to be in the mediation, experts, all the board members, all that stuff. And that would be like the first step of the mediation, is working with the mediators to decide what we're going to mediate and to decide who's going to be in the mediation. And so that's not up for decision tonight, and so we're wasting a lot of time discussing it. That the motion doesn't say that we will decide that tonight. It recommends that we decide that in concert with whatever firm we select.
Okay.
And the firm that I proposed, they said it would be recommended to have at least three meetings before you knew if it was going to work or not. And
okay, Nancy, that has already been stated. I'm gonna move on because you have the time on this recognition. If you could finish up in 15 seconds.
Okay. The firm that I'm recommending is consent-based decision making. That means nobody is forced into making a decision. The decision only goes forward if it's within everyone's range of tolerance. And if you look at those materials that I sent, it'll explain how all that works and how everybody's voice gets heard, and how the goal is to have everybody's wishes included.
Okay, Nancy. Oh, yep.
We have to decide in 2 weeks.
Hold on, Ron. Please be recognized. I'm taking the floor right now. Who's that?
Grace.
Okay, Grace. I'm gonna take the floor right now because I think this is what we're doing, is consensus based. We're having an open ended discussion in regards to this. I am a consensus based decision maker, and hello? Please put yourself on mute, whoever's saying that. And so my proposal, or something to consider, is that we form a committee, because we are the subject matter
experts. Can you guys have giant slices?
So,
what?
Hold on. Please put yourself on mute, whoever that is.
Yes.
Somebody from the 202 area code needs to mute themselves.
Okay.
Please mute yourself, whoever it is. I think it's Mr. Pinchback. Mr. Pinchback, please mute yourself. Thank you.
I am muted.
So, you are. Okay, sorry. Whoever it was, muted. Okay. So this is what I like you to consider. I use consensus-based mediation to deal with management in the labor movement, and we have come together in the Joint Labor Management Committee. And the way we got there, the process that we used to get there, is that we are the subject matter experts. We know what the culture is. So I think the point that Alex and Bill made about agreeing to some facts, I like to impanel a task force, evenly divided, to come up with points that we can offer the mediator to mediate. So that's my thought, and I'd like you to consider that. Are there any comments on that, or any discussion?
Is that before we decide on a mediator?
Right, because we are the subject matter experts. We have a lot of stuff that's in the parking lot that we have to unpack. So what I suggest, and what I'd like you to consider, is that we impanel a task force to come up with an agenda of what we want the mediators to address. Like some people said, Netta has to be part of that, HR.
WBAI, all of this stuff, we need to come to a basic agreement. This way we could offer the mediator an agenda of our concerns. This way they have an idea as to what to mediate instead of them coming in blindly and us going in blindly, for lack of a better word. So that's like what I would like you to consider. I know, but I just want to be specific. Please do not jump on the floor, Nancy. Please do not jump the floor. Everybody else is respecting that. Please respect that.
You know how dogs think you play with me.
Okay, please put yourself on mute, whoever's commenting on that. Okay, so that's what I would like you to consider. What the motion doesn't say, what I didn't hear, is that that we have, it says a committee, but what I'm saying is a task force, since we're the subject matter experts, to come up with an agenda that the mediators could address. This way, you know, it doesn't take forever to come to some agreements, you know. So that's what I would like the board to consider.
Mansoor would like to be on stack.
Okay, Mansoor, you on the stack? Who else want to be on the stack?
Yes, but there was a point of order before and Nancy wanted to speak.
I know. So, Nancy, you have the floor, and then I'm going to Grace.
Okay, that's basically what the motion says. I can change committee to task force, but I think we need the mediator to help us create that list so that everybody's voice is heard and so that every point of every person is considered and put on that list and everybody's wishes are heard when we want to say who's going to be in that mediation, the NEDA, the HR, whoever, you know. I think that we need to start working with the mediators to help us create those lists and make those decisions about how we're going to do that mediation. And that's in the motion. I can change.
Yeah, it is in the motion.
I'll change committee to task
force. What I'm suggesting. Okay, thank you. What I'm suggesting is that since there's two sides that are pretty entrenched, what I'm suggesting is that those two sides create a task force so they could come up with issues to give to the mediator. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
and I'm saying
they won't get there by themselves. The task force will need the mediator to help them do that. I mean, you can create
That's a good point. I'm going to go to Mansoor. Mansoor asks for the floor. Mansoor, you have the floor.
Okay.
Mansoor, are you there? No, Grace. I'm sorry. Grace, you have the floor.
Oh, yeah.
It was Grace. Oh, Grace, you have the floor.
I think somewhere along the line, I understand the value of having everyone speak for 90 seconds. However, Nancy has put a huge amount of time and effort into this. She's thought about it, researched it, found a mediation firm that is reasonable and sounds very good. I think that we should give her somewhere between 3 to 5 minutes to explain everything slowly and carefully, because she happens to be the expert in the room, and as well as you, Lawrence. You seem to have a lot of experience with this. Now, I would like to say that the mediator that Nancy found is very reasonably priced. And we have to concentrate on that because we must pay our auditor, have to get the audit done, and we also need to prioritize paying something to NETA so that they will continue to do our accounting. And so we can't just go and say we're going to have a $150,000 mediator. The other thing is Arthur Schwartz, the judge, was going to find a retired judge to be a mediator. The one she suggested couldn't do it, but Arthur suggested that there might be other retired judges who will do it on a pro bono basis. So I think we need to look in that avenue. The next thing is there are many, many wonderful professionals in the world, but nuclear weapons were created by professionals. Mengele was a professional. Donald Trump has lots of lawyers who are professional lawyers. There are lots of very excellent professionals, and there are very awful professionals. And so it is our duty, because we care deeply about Pacifica. Everybody on this board cares very deeply about this foundation, and that makes us professionals about Pacifica and what the heart and soul and mission of Pacifica is. And you're not going to find that very easily in the professional world, necessarily. Not saying anything against professionals, but not all professionals are to be looked up to. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you. And before I go to Mansoor Sabah, Nancy, I'm going to concede to your point about having the mediators looking at how we could come up with an agenda. That was a good point. Mansoor Sabah, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. I stick to my 90 seconds, and I really I'm wholeheartedly with Nancy, because you cannot determine what to do in the future except to sit down with the mediators to say what are the problems that we have, what are the facts. Now, those are knowledgeable people, those are experienced people, AKA they are known as professional mediator, okay? So whether you want to believe professionals or not, that's fine, but there are knowledgeable, experienced people who have spent decades of their lives to do mediation in order to make sure everybody's heard. And what needs to be started from is not from point number 10, but from ground zero with mediators. Otherwise, we're not going to abide by anything. And mediation doesn't take overnight. It takes time. And for those of you who don't want to have time and spend on this, if you're really, truly for mediation, you're out of luck with that. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for your point, Mansoor. Well taken. I believe there was somebody else on the stack, which I believe it was Mr. Pinchback.
Bill, request information.
All right, Bill, go ahead with your request, please.
Was there an amendment or revised motion from Nancy? I didn't see it. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, Nancy, are you going to submit that motion, your amendment?
I'm just kind of waiting to see if there's other amendments.
Okay. Well, I want you to submit your amendment, Nancy. That's the one that we're waiting for, if that's okay.
All right. All it does is I just put the dates in there, okay? But
okay.
I would, you know. So
I would
have to answer the question.
You want to answer the question? Go ahead, Nancy. Answer the question.
What was the question?
The question the task force thing. And you already amended your motion, but we haven't received it yet. That's why.
I didn't hear the question, because you were both talking at the same time. Sorry, could Bill say your question?
Actually, I wasn't talking at the same time. Bill, state your question again.
Well, the first part is, had you sent it, so right, you answered that. And the other part, I believe, was that Lawrence had suggested changing it, or you had suggested changing committee to task force.
I thought
you said something earlier about dates like December 3rd or 5th or something. But we don't necessarily have to put that in this motion, I guess, tonight.
Well, yeah, we need to put the timeline for when we're going to decide, when we're going to select them, you know, when we're going to negotiate, so that we can get started. You know,
okay.
I just have to ask the question, since we only have one proposal tonight, and it, you know, it kind of fits all of everybody's concerns. They're very affordable. So for 3 hours, and they think it would take at least 3 hour. At least it would take at least 3 hour sessions. That would cost us $10,000.
Nancy, that's not in line right now with what we're talking about. We haven't talked about proposing additional mediators.
Right, and I'm asking, do we want to not do that, because we haven't got any so far? People are saying that time is short, and if we go through this whole process of, you know, turning in proposals by the 27th and then waiting till December 5th, you know, if it takes more than three sessions, we're going to be into January, and you know, I'm just...
Even the mediators say three sessions, Nancy.
They say that three it would take at least three sessions. Yes, so it would cost at least $10,000. I've heard other figures of $50,000 to $200,000 for mediation. That's why Grace was saying it's so reasonable. You know, it'd be more than $10,000 if we, you know, go longer than three sessions. But you can kind of get an idea of what it would cost, you know, minimally. And they listen. You know, they use the consent-based process.
I'm getting repetitive.
Okay, but it's different than consensus. I just want to, it's not the same as consensus. It's consensus.
Okay, so Nancy.
And here, everybody wants to make sure that everybody is heard and that everybody gets input. And this process uses that. It tries to hear, well, you've heard me explain consent-based decision-making before. And I've tried to, you know.
Right, okay.
I'm
going to move on. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. No, you're not interested in selecting them tonight. Okay, I'm going to send this amendment. Okay.
Well, I'd like to leave that up to the board.
Okay.
You know, whether what does the board think? This is what Nancy's proposing. What does the board think of selecting this mediating firm tonight instead of waiting for proposals from other directors to Wednesday, and then going into the session on mediation on Thursday, December the 5th. So I believe that's what's on the floor right now. And I think we had much discussion about this. And I'm going to go to Ron, and then I'm going to ask the secretary to take the role. Ron, you have the floor.
All right. My biggest concern, or not my biggest concern, but one other concern that we haven't even talked about is money, okay?
Well, that's what this motion states. It states we already know the price, and we could discuss the money issue.
We know the price, but we're talking about accepting a contract, possibly accepting a contract, and we don't know how we're going to pay for it. Now that's my concern, you know, because we are so strapped, you know, we've never discussed how we're going to pay for this. So maybe
an amendment will be, Mr. Pinchback, maybe an amendment will be to discuss to see if we have the funds available to enter into this contract. Go ahead, Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy. I'm going to give you the floor briefly.
I knew that was a concern, so I spoke with the firm, and they are willing to do a payment plan because they understand that we want to pay our auditors first and our accountants first so that we get those crucial bills out of the way first.
All right. Listen, too many details here, guys, okay? Then we want a payment plan that we know nothing about, okay? So I need the information before I can vote yes on this, all right?
Let's see, they're willing to work with us. That's what they said.
Okay. So my question to you, Nancy, is how are they willing to work with us? How much?
How much?
You know that? Do you have that information?
No, I don't. But I didn't.
Okay.
I know we don't have to pay them. Hold on, please.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Ron, Nancy, take a deep breath.
Okay. They told me we don't have to pay them immediately, and I don't think we should be discussing this in an open session.
Okay, Mr. Pinchback, you want to end your comment?
My only comment is this. I cannot vote for any speaker. I don't know what the details are. Okay? Appoint the task.
Okay.
I support the task force so that we can dig in for this. Okay? I cannot in good conscience commit the network, the monies that we don't know where they're coming from, and making another commitment on another deal. Okay? Now, I'm not opposed to mediation, but it's going to cost something, you know. Everything costs something, and we have to be prepared to deal with those costs. We have medicine to pay. We got other issues. So
we got your point.
All right. Thank you.
We got your point, Ron. We got your point.
Mansoor would like to be on stack.
Okay, Mansoor, hold on a second.
Okay.
Martha, hold on. Hold on, please. So it seems like maybe by the next meeting, Nancy, which is Monday, you could come up with in writing what the payment plan is. This way, the directors, we are all concerned about our finances, and we are in really terrible financial shape right now. So an additional bullable might be a hardship for us. So if you could come up with that, this way we could address Ron's concerns and the other director's concerns about money, because everybody's concerned about our financial situation, or we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mansoor Sabat, you have the floor.
Sure. Thank you very much, and give me a couple of seconds so I can get into place. So I do want to concur with Nancy, or anybody who thinks that like $10,000 is a big amount of money for Pacifica. And I want to just remind everybody again that knowledgeable and well-practiced and experienced people, they require being paid for the sole reason of they had spent their lives to do what they do. So if we're seeking knowledgeable, Pacificans don't like that. If we're seeking knowledgeable people to help us out, that's what it takes. It takes to pay them. And if it's a $10,000 or $15,000 out of $12 million to $15 million budget, I wouldn't even shed a tear on that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Sabat. Well, point well taken. So we have a concern with Ron that and so it's $12,000, not $10,000. I believe it's $4,000 a session, right, Nancy? And I know we're talking about finances, but the cat's out the bag.
This is great. With a request for information, Martha, to
go ahead, Grace.
Also.
Oh, Martha, hold on, Grace. Yeah. I'm gonna go to Martha because she hasn't spoken.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm also concerned about the money funds that need to dish out. However, I am definitely for the mediation. What happened to someone mentioned a judge that would do it pro bono? Who was that?
Great. Arthur had mentioned that, and we should look into that. Absolutely.
I think we should, definitely.
Okay. Arlene to the staff.
I got you, Arlene. Grace has a request for information that I'm going to, and then you go next.
Sure. Okay.
Excuse me, anybody else just requested? All right, go ahead. ahead, Grace. You have the floor.
Okay. I believe that Ron's concerns, I don't think we're making a decision tonight, but what I would suggest, and so Ron's concerns can be addressed in the next meeting, I think. But what I would like to ask is, can we simply have whatever revised motion or amended motion we're considering right now read aloud and then maybe go to a vote on it?
Okay, good point, Grace. Thank you so much. Eileen Rosen, you have the floor.
Yeah, I wanted to take up something Nancy said a little while ago, which, well, actually some other people before that, the idea of us working on some of our points for mediation beforehand, and Nancy thought we shouldn't or couldn't because we need the mediator there. But if we're looking at $4,000 a session, which, is that really true? I don't remember that. But I think we should give it a shot. Maybe we won't be able to do it, but I think we should give it a try. You know, figure out maybe tonight, maybe Monday or whenever we're meeting, you know, delegate a group with representation from both sides and see if we can figure out a way to get that started, because that will also help the mediators understand what's most important to all of us or to each side or both of those things.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you, Arlene. So there's been a proposal. All right, Bill, can you make it quick? Because I'd like to have that motion read.
Just look on page 2, the top of that proposal. Look at the top of page 2. It has I think you're overestimating what the cost is. If I'm reading it right, it's a third of what you're talking about. So just read the first paragraph on the top of page 2, that proposal.
I'm not sure
we should be talking about all the details in open session, actually, but I guess we've already been doing it, so it's okay. But
it shows the cost for 1 3-hour session. And so
it says the amount per hour. Look at what it says per hour. And they're reducing it because we're a nonprofit.
Then I need clarification. Okay, so, I see what you mean. I guess then I need clarification from them.
Now see, that justifies why I'm saying we need to look at all this before we make a decision.
Ron, you jumped a stack. I appreciate your opinion.
Sorry.
Thank you. That's okay. Why don't we have the motion read? Why don't we have the motion read? Okay. And we'll go to a vote. Because I think we've hammered this to death already. So I'd like the motion to be read, then we're going to go to full vote. That's my decision. That's my ruling.
You're right, Bill. I overestimated it by 3. You're right.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
I misread it.
So that's good to know. Good catch, Bill. So can you please read the motion, Nancy? This way we could go to a vote.
I'll read the amendment to the motion.
Right. Okay. That'll be first. You're correct.
Let me find it here. Okay, amendment to the motion, and this is just the last paragraph that's amended, that the board is directed to obtain proposals from mediation and facilitation firms by Wednesday, November 27th, 2019, and make a selection from among these and negotiate a contract with the selected firm on December 5th, 2019. And that a task force of this board shall be commissioned, and it could be commissioned ahead of time, I guess, and authorized to work with the selected firm to create a list of areas and topics for discussion and to be a structure for the facilitation mediation. And I take Eileen's point as a good one. This motion doesn't say we have to wait until we select the firm to start the task force work. We can finish up with the mediator and be ready for them. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
So I'll read it again. So, the board is directed to obtain proposals from the mediation facilitation firms by Wednesday, November 27th,
2019 and make a selection from among these and negotiate a contract with the selected firm on December 5th, 2019, and that a task force of this board shall be commissioned and authorized to work with the selected firm to create a list of areas and topics for discussion and to initiate a structure for the facilitation mediation. And by structure,
okay,
that
thing,
means will be there.
So the only thing I would like to add to that, that the entire board vote to approve this firm after the task force reports. Does that make sense?
Okay. Let's see.
No, it does not. You need a majority of the board to approve it.
Wait, what?
Right. So that's why I'm asking for O'Donnell.
That's what you're saying.
To be able
no,
to
you said the
it.
Entire board, Lawrence.
I did? Okay.
You did.
So a majority of the board. Thank you, Mr. Goldmacher. Point well taken. So a majority of the board should vote to approve the contract. Is that okay, Nancy, to add that?
Yeah, I'm going to add that. Okay, I'll add that. All right, let's see here.
Chair, Mansoor.
Parliamentarian for the stat.
Hold on one second, Mansoor. Mr. Tatum, you have the floor.
Yeah, board votes are always majority when approving something. So why do you need to put that in there?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Parliamentarian. Mansoor, you have the floor.
I was going to raise the same issue that Mr. Parliamentarian raised. I'm not a parliamentarian, but whenever we vote, the present directors of both votes and the majority of that, whether approves it or disapproves it. So there is that language is not necessary.
Okay, thank you. So strike that language, Arlene, and just put a majority of the board.
Nancy,
man, I get you too confused because you're always
know
hanging
that.
Out. So, yeah, you're always hanging out. Anyway, so
Mr. Chair,
sorry about that. Yes,
Mr. Chair,
Mansoor, you have the floor.
Yes, that language is not really necessary because we vote. And whether majority votes up or down on any issues, and that's it. But when you say majority of the board, does it mean present and voting, or does it mean 12 out of 22, 13 out of 22? You have to clarify that.
Okay, I think it's the majority of those voting. I think that would make sense.
Present and voting. So it's not necessary.
Present and voting.
That language
okay.
is not necessary, Chair.
Okay, that's fine. I take your point is well taken. So strike
Chair,
that, Nancy.
Chair, I move to extend this meeting for 15 minutes more because we're at the point of going into closed session.
Okay, so there's been a motion to extend. That takes two-thirds. Is that correct, Mr. Tatum?
Yeah.
Second.
Point of order.
Second.
It's been second. Who raised the point of order?
Bill, there's no believe
ahead, Bill, you have the floor.
There's no specified end time for the meeting, so we don't need to extend.
Right. Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Well, there was no end time. Go ahead, Mr. Lott, you have the floor.
There is a meeting scheduled so it is in order to extend this meeting.
Okay. I'll accept both of your points, but I will rule that Mr. Law is in order, and we'll go to a vote on the extension of time. Madam Secretary Pro Tem, please take the roll.
Do you want to ask if there are any objections?
Thank you. Are there any objections to extending for 15 minutes? Okay. Mr. Poynter objects. Please go... Please go to...
Well, Mr. Chair, I have another point of order. Before the vote, I have another point of order.
Go ahead. I'll allow that.
Thank you, sir. I know that one of our members love to say things that are out of order about professionalism and what Pacificans don't believe or do. But the fact of the matter is we do have created a pattern of violating the Robert Rules of Order. And since this was a time certain for the next meeting, and Mr. Chair, could you confirm what time the next meeting had been published?
Yes, I would ask the Secretary Pro Tem, Grace, can you tell us the time for the closed session?
Yes, 11 p.m. 3 minutes
ago. 11
p.m., so that would indicate
3 minutes
that
ago.
We, Mr. Chair, that would indicate that we had passed the time, but of which I appeal to the parliamentarian, we would have passed the time to extend as well. That would have required that that motion be made prior to 11 p.m.
Oh. Right.
Point
so,
of Bill.
Hold on. So I'm a rule that we go to a vote what's on the floor, and that after that we go into closed session. That's my ruling. Are there any objections to that ruling?
Well, it's a point of order, Bill.
Go ahead, Mr. Crozier.
You know, the executive session, we have yet to even get an agenda for it. I have no idea what even topics are going to be on there. Now, clearly, the people calling for the meeting know what's going to be called, but this is the kind of problem we're having with lack of notice. So we're being forced to go into an executive session for some mystery topics. You know, all
Mr.
we have.
Chair, what rules have been broken?
Hold on, please.
The rule is that there's not adequate notice.
Hold on, please. Take a breath. Please hold on. Okay, I am the chair, and please address has to be recognized before we go off on things. Okay? Hold on, I got you, Nancy, but I'm going to go to the parliamentarian. You have the floor, Mr. Tatum.
Mr. Chair, Chair Pro Tem, I believe that you are correct to go to the vote because, if I'm not mistaken, this is the last thing on this open session agenda. If you would just go to the vote and get that over with, you could be almost on time for the executive session.
Okay. Thank you. So I'm going to make a ruling that the Secretary Pro Tem, please take the role on what's on the floor, which is Nancy's motion.
Okay.
Stand.
No, just on Nancy's motion, the main motion on the mediation. Grace Aaron.
Right, because.
Wait, what about the amendment? The amendment.
When we're in our vote right now, Nancy, that was my ruling.
As amended.
Because I've appealed it.
As amended.
Because I've appealed it. As amended. Thank you, Nancy. Go ahead, Grace. Continue, please.
Okay, Nancy's mediation motion as amended. Grace Aaron votes yes. Gary Boast. Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Bill Crozier.
Pass.
Donald Goldmacher.
Pass.
Dan Goodman.
Point of order, Nancy. I don't think we voted on the amendment.
No. Point of order is not in order right now, Nancy. I apologize, but it's not in order.
We're
in the middle of a vote.
We didn't vote on the amendment.
Okay. All right.
So I'm voting yes on the motion and amendment. As amended.
Okay. Thank you. As amended. Motion as amended. Thank you, Ms. Goodman. Continue, Ms. Aaron.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs. Wally James. Here. Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Adrian LaViolette. Here. Martha Peterson.
Yes.
Okay, Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay, Ralph Pointer?
I vote no on extension.
No, it's not the extension, it's the motion.
We're voting on the main motion, which is Nancy's mediation proposal
amended.
As amended.
Excuse me. Let me chair the meeting.
Sorry.
Mr. Pointer, we are voting on the motion as submitted by Nancy as amended. In regards to mediation, we're not voting on the extension of time because
no.
That was done too late. No?
No.
Okay.
You vote no.
Okay. Okay. Lauren, Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosden?
Yes.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Yes.
All right. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
I'll pass.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Pass.
All right. I'm going back. Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Okay. Donald Goldmacher?
Abstain.
Wally James?
Yes.
Okay. And Alex Steinberg, you passed?
Jan Goodman passed.
Oh, yeah. Jan Goodman?
I did not pass.
No, she voted yes. She voted yes.
Oh, okay.
Motion and
Alex
amendment.
Steinberg? Alex Steinberg?
Give me a moment, sorry.
Alex Steinberg, you passed? I think we lost Alex for a moment. Tom Voorhees, you passed?
Yeah, I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Alex, are you there?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. All right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses. We have 1 no. And 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions. Okay, so 11 yes, 1 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yeah, in the sake of bringing us together, I vote yes. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so the final vote is 12 yes on Nancy's motion as amended, 1 no, and 4 abstentions.
Okay.
So the motion passes as amended.
The motion passes as amended. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Chair Mansoor, point of personal privilege.
Motion to adjourn. Yes, Mansoor.
Thank you,
to adjourn. But before that, Mansoor requested the floor. Go ahead, Mansoor. You
okay.
have the floor.
Thank you very much, Pro Tem Chair. I want to express my displeasure with having a vague closed session meeting. I would not participate in that, and I do not waiver my rights to be notified of a meeting. Thank you very much.
Okay,
I will not participate.
Noted.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay.
Please hold.
Well, that sounds like my bank. We'll go with adjourn into closed session. There's been a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
And a motion to adjourn is not debatable.